According to the city's Development and Reform Commission, functions to be removed from the capital include manufacturing, logistics, wholesale markets, and partial functions of the public service. These sectors combined have drawn many people to the Chinese capital. The latest plan follows the decision to build a subsidiary administrative center in Tongzhou District, which is about 40 minutes drive from the city center. Professor Li Yongping from Peking University hails the plan.
I think it's also beneficial for the municipal government, as Tongzhou enjoys plenty of resources, and if some government units move to there, it will greatly release the pressure in downtown city. It is also a common phenomenon in many other developed countries.
Beijing has already seen 120 wholesale markets move out of the city since 2014, with some manufacturing industries also planning to move into neighboring Tianjin and Hebei. Ma Qingbin is a researcher from the China Center for International Economic Exchanges. He says with a larger regional development plan involving Beijing, Tianjin and Hebei, Tongzhou District is a necessary choice in terms of its location.
Beijing's development will head east and south to dock with Tianjin in the near future. From this point, Tongzhou is a good choice to facilitate the implementation of the regional development plan. It can bring more space for Beijing and Tianjin's cooperation and thus solve the capital's problems.
Observers believe the development of Tongzhou will also relieve transportation pressure for many commuters who live in Hebei but work in the capital. The number is currently estimated at 200,000. Several intercity rails linking Beijing and neighboring areas are already under construction. For CRI, I'm Huang Shan.